the former LSU head coach, Les Miles. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great.
It's a big weekend with the Swamp and Death Valley, you know, two of the most feared stadium environments in college football. And this is a great matchup this week, Coach. Florida and LSU, you've been a part of it for so many years. What makes it special? What makes it unique?
Well, the fan bases, both Florida and Louisiana, love their team. And it's a it's very personal. It's taken personal. And this is a rivalry that really spanned quite some number of years. And, I mean, you've had just a number of quality coaches on certainly Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow, one of the great teams. And obviously some Matt Flynn's and some great early Doucettes on the Tiger side. And I think this is going to be just a tremendous. In fact, this matchup created a wager between the old ball coach or the old beer coach. It just kind of depends on how you want to see it.
I want to ask you about that bet. You guys have been getting some attention for that little bet that you made. Kind of shed some light on the fun little bet that you and the old ball coach have put together.
Well, we really just kind of got together in Florida, and we were on a commercial shoot for Dos Equis, and then, you know, in between a couple phone calls, etc. And then now suddenly it's keep it interesante, and let's have a wager. And I think the wager's a pretty good one. I suggest that certainly my team's going to win, and that he will have to eat some grass. And you know what? He's scared to death about it because he does not know the health requirements and how to approach actually chewing grass. See, I've certainly had this background for years. And so, you know, that wouldn't bother me, but I suspect it would bother the old ball coach. But if I lose, which certainly is not going to happen, I'm going to have to wear a visor, a half a hat, a unmanly headwear. That's what I'm going to have to wear. So, and I will. I mean, I absolutely will, because it's a friendly wager. I don't think I'll have to. I think the team from Louisiana is going to do it. They're in the doubt. So.
Is there a certain way that you have to eat grass that you're not going to tell him, at a certain special technique that you don't think he's going to be able to handle it for when you win?
If you think it's a handful, you make a first off bad mistake. I mean, there's no handful of grass. It's just one blade. It's taken, you know, to the root, kind of the light color of the root, and then it's just enough to change the taste in your mouth. And that's the magic to eating grass. And certainly if he tries to approach this thing, if he tries to have handfuls, he's in trouble. Somebody's got to step in and protect him. So
he is Les Miles, former LSU coach on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. What are some of your fondest memories about this rivalry when you and Coach Spurrier were both on the sidelines?
Well, I don't know that I ran into Coach Spurrier on the what would be the rivalry there. I think I ran into Coach Spurrier in the field as a coach, more in South Carolina. He was certainly heralded for the success that he had at Florida and won more conference championships, and he's one of the Hall of Fame coaches from our conference. So, I think his love for that club, for that rivalry, is based on the fact that how much time he spent there during, you know, his tenure. And I we ran into each other more when he was in South Carolina. So.
Well, right now, you look at the SEC West, and you've got LSU and Alabama, and, you know, people look at Alabama as kind of with Tua, the way that he's playing, kind of in a class of their own. But right now, LSU playing really good football, undefeated. What are the strengths right now of the Tigers as you see it right now, Coach?
Well, you have the potential to put a defense on the field better than Alabama's. I mean, very frankly, that team is going to play defense phenomenally. And Joe Burrow, Joe is a bright quarterback. He was Mr. Ohio football, comes from a coaching family, doesn't make mistakes with the ball, and he's athletic. I mean, for a big, strong man, he's going to be able to move around the pocket, not get sacked, and pull it down and go. And if you watched the last time they played, Steve Ensminger was doing a heck of a job as a coordinator. Called his number in on quarterback carry, and he looked great. So I really think it's going to be a game. It's going to be exciting. It's certainly going to be, you know, in the swamp, but it's one where the right team, the correct team, wins. And I don't have to wear any, you know, half a hat visors. That's not going to happen. And Coach Spurrier is going to find the right technique for, you know, just chewing and tasting grass.
Yeah, I really like the skill players that LSU has, you know, with Joe Burrow and Nick Brissett averaging almost 100 yards a game, and, you know, Justin Jefferson, you know, just being a nice target, averaging just over 16 yards per catch. Where can people go to get more information on what you and the old ball coach are doing here, Coach?
Well, you can go to Twitter and look us up on Twitter would be my guess. But this is... this will definitely be interesante, you know, that how this thing will fit. And apparently this is going to be filmed by one of the major, if not ESPN, has offered to film it. And I can't hardly wait, to be honest, because I do believe that that team from the state of Louisiana is going to do great. And I just think that the old beer coach will have to touch a little. Have to put his hands in the grass bowl. So.
Oh, love it, head coach Les Miles, former of LSU. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck to your boys this weekend. Hopefully, you won't be wearing a visor, and you know, for your sake, you'll see the old ball coach eating a blade of grass. Appreciate your time, Coach.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, there he is, head coach Les Miles. He brought you on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline.